Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 85 for Friday, September 30th. I'm Jade Marcus. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were 30 to 70 cents per ton weaker in early activity on Friday. The November contract was down 30 cents at $465 a ton, as the market was feeling the bearish effects of gains in the Canadian dollar. The loonie advanced against its U.S. counterpart Friday morning, which pressured canola as it makes the commodity less appealing to international buyers. However, spillover strength from the Chicago Board of Trade's soy oil market limited losses. Strong crush activity further underpinned canola prices. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed while corn and wheat moved lower. Soybeans were about 2 cents lower to 4 cents per bushel higher on Friday, with the November contract unchanged at $9.50. Traders were moving into position ahead of a grain stocks report due out from the United States Department of Agriculture later this morning. Harvest pressure added to the downside. However, strong weekly export sales limited losses. Corn prices were 2 to 3 cents per bushel weaker in early activity, with the December contract at $3.26. Corn moved lower as dry weather in the U.S. will allow farmers to make harvest progress. Ideas that China will be exporting an increased amount of corn added to the declines. Trader positioning ahead of the USDA data was also a feature. For wheat, prices were 3 to 6 cents per bushel lower, with the Chicago December contract at $3.93. Wheat declined as many traders expect the grain stocks report to reflect a bearish supply and demand situation. However, slightly stronger export sales reported by the USDA limited the downside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, September 30th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.